What, of interviews?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done, well, this summer I've done about 20.
Is that right?
So we're going to eventually do about 28 here in Colorado. So
Well, you still have quite a
it's
ways
quite a
to
few.
go.
I'll be back next summer to finish up the others because we're getting ready to go back to, my wife and I are getting ready to go back to Georgia
Is that
for
right?
the year. Yeah. So, but I've really enjoyed it out here. It's been a nice
Well,
place.
you stay down here in Lakewood, do you?
Yeah. Well, we stay, down that way. Yeah, we're right down there. So it's not far from where you live.
Well, that helps, huh?
Yeah, it does.
But some of the places you have to go to are probably quite a bit farther away if
Oh
you go
Lord,
down
yeah.
to Lyman.
I've been like way out on the western slope to places like Dove Creek and
Is that right?
Durango, and then I've been down towards Lamar and up towards Julesburg and up in those
Well,
areas.
Durango, you almost have to stay there one day if you're going.
Yeah, what I did was I did a kind of swing down through the western part of the state. So I did a couple while I was gone, so I didn't have to keep coming back and forth. It's kind of nice to have somebody who's a little closer to home. It's got a nice
That
offer.
speeds it up a little
Yeah. Well, I don't have to drive as much, and
bit.
my wife doesn't get as angry at me for being gone all the time. I wanted to ask you a few things about society. A woman whose husband has died, she would be called a what?
Widow.
Okay. Now, in the old days, what would they have called a child that was born, but his parents were not married?
No, I don't know about what the. I couldn't answer that one.
Okay. Would they have called it a bastard?
I've heard that, yeah.
Okay.
It could be, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called illegitimate? Illegitimate child?
Illegitimate, yeah.
Okay. Now, I was wondering in this area if they have a noisy celebration for two people when they're married. I was wondering if you've ever heard of like a shivaree.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but
Okay.
you don't hear it much.
Okay. Did you get shivareed when you were married?
Oh, not really, I don't think.
Okay. It's a term that I'm not real familiar with, and I was wondering if you might could tell me a little bit about what a shivaree is like, what they do at a shivaree. Have you ever been to one?
Well, no, I'm not, I can't give you much on that because
Okay.
I don't know enough about that.
Okay. When two people are married, the man who stands with the groom at the wedding ceremony is called a what?
Right, groom, wouldn't it be?
Okay. Would you ever call him best man?
Best man, yeah, that's more like it.
Okay. And how about the woman who stands with the bride?
Well, maybe that's what I meant the first time.
Okay. Would you call her the bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid, yeah.
Okay. The thing that you it's a this is a musical instrument. You blow it in, you hold it in your hand and you blow into it with your mouth.
You don't mean a mouth harp.
It's exactly what I mean.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so that's another word you don't hear much anymore. Folks call them harmonicas now,
Oh, yeah.
more than mouth harps.
Yeah.
The stuff, why you play that? Because you want to listen to what? You want to hear the stuff that comes out of that is called.
I guess you call it music.
That's exactly just pronunciation, Adam. That's all I want. Now, in the old days, you might have down at the schoolyard, you might have had a thing you could play on. It was a piece of
Teeter
wood.
totter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did they have those?
They still have them in places.
Okay. And this is a bone that you find in a chicken that people will fight over after you've eaten the chicken because it.
Wishbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the tradition with that? Can you tell me?
Well, they used to break it apart, and whoever got the biggest piece had the wish.
Okay.